Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone from around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and South America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy to be with everyone here on this very beautiful day. And today, ACC News brings to you another amazing guest. We have with us empowerment coach and Reiki master, Bryce Goble, and she is the founder of Bryce Goble Wellness. And to anyone in the audience tuning in today that is really looking to achieve their life dreams, but they don't know where to go or how to even start, please pull up a seat, get very comfortable, because Bryce Goble will be sharing a lot of important information with you today. I would like to remind you, it is now Friday, the 12th of May. And to everyone tuning in, especially the people that do live overseas that are in different time zones, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Bryce, it will be permanently archived on our Blog Talk Radio site. Please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And also, if you're a big part of social media, just about everyone in the world is now. We're also on Facebook, and you can hear the show live from there as well. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also a part of the worldwide Twitter. And you can also hear the show live from there as well. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And again, you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, life. Life is what you make it. And twists, turns, and forks in the road are all waiting for you the moment you embark upon this adventure that is life. And it may not always be pretty or painless, people. We all know this. And it may not always come easy or without consequence. But the more you live, the more beauty you will experience. But at times, the emotional and physical ride may be too much for you to bear on your own. In these instances, there are trained professionals like Bryce Goble that really provide tremendous support to help you overcome whatever obstacles limit you from achieving everything that you desire in this life. And Bryce herself followed a path, a very successful path, as a matter of fact, working in the corporate world, earning an ideal six-figure annual income. And even with all of the outward success, Bryce felt a massive void in her life. She yearned for something more fulfilling. And a combination of events led Bryce to exit the corporate world in 2014 to really live life on her own terms. And now she shares her own personal experiences to help empower others to achieve their dreams. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you empowerment coach and Reiki master, founder of Bryce Goble Wellness. Miss Bryce Goble, how are you doing today, Bryce?
I'm great, Matthew. Very excited to be here today.
We are very happy to have you on. Bryce, for the people that don't know you, if you could please share with them, who exactly is Bryce Goble?
Bryce Goble is a woman who's lived a beautifully eclectic life, an intuitive who absolutely loves to travel the world, who's very much in tune with nature, who has a wicked sense of humor that she takes absolutely everywhere, but who's also a recovering people pleaser. And professionally, I am incredibly passionate about helping other people discover and live the life that they want, but they don't think they deserve.
And again, I do want to state, especially to everyone tuning in today, before anything, Bryce, I look up to you for really using your life experience now to help others. But a quick note to the audience, every guest on our show is carefully and thoroughly vetted. And we do this to ensure that we have the most qualified people in the world to come onto our show to really share their stories and experiences. And again, the most qualified people in the world to help you. So again, if you're fortunate enough to hear one of these segments, and I do have to stress this, please be aware that you are listening to really some of the best people in the world that can help you. And all of our regular listeners are aware that every guest on our show has a very inspiring story. Bryce, can you please share with the audience your personal journey that led you to where you are today?
Sure, Matthew. I did what I think many people do throughout the world. We may start up as perfect kids. We're good students. We listen to what we're told to do, which I did beautifully well. I didn't get in trouble, met all of my parents' expectations, met teachers' expectations, graduated school with honors, did quite well in college, then followed the next path that's usually put out before us, which is your job, very successful job, which then led to a marriage that unfortunately wasn't successful. I found that I was in love with love. And that led for me a pattern of both physical and emotional abuse, which then led to a pattern of destructive eating, which then continued additional unhealthy patterns for me. On the outside, I was incredibly successful. You know, work was doing well. I was receiving all types of awards. But inwardly, I was a hot mess. I was under a substantial amount of stress. I was doing a lot of emotional eating. And that continued on until I finally reached a point in 2014 when I was delivering the largest project our company had done to that date. I was the project manager and had in the office what I thought was a heart attack. I was so busy that I was fortunate enough to work in healthcare. I actually had some friends bring their instruments down and triage me in a conference room because I didn't want to take the time to go to the hospital.
Wow.
That was my defining moment in realizing that things needed to change, and they needed to change drastically.
Wow. And again, it shows where your mind was at that time and what your focus was, that you weren't even willing to go to the hospital. You're really dedicating your life to really helping other people or helping the business. Bryce, who or what is your biggest influence in life?
My biggest influence is my mom, and she doesn't even probably realize it. My mom has told me from the time I was a little kid that I could achieve anything I wanted if I was willing to work for it. And sometimes, even though you may try your hardest, you don't always get everything you want, but that's no excuse for not doing your best. And when I was 12, my mother was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And what amazed me, instead of just taking to a deathbed or taking to her chair and just waiting to wither away, my mom continued to be very successful in her work and continued to still be very engaged in her home life and didn't really let losing the gradual use of her legs slow her down. So it's been an incredible inspiration to me when I'll have a road bump some days to think to how she's had to handle that my entire adult life. And it puts things into perspective very quickly.
Yeah. And again, it seems that your mother has an amazing story on her own as well. Bryce, how has witnessing your own death changed your life forever?
Wow, that definitely was another one of those wake-up calls. As an intuitive, which I've been my entire life, I'm used to seeing things before they happen. And I know for some people that can be uncomfortable. For me, it's just part of who I am. And in 2013, I happened to be seeing a funeral, and it took me a minute before I realized it was my funeral. I was too busy being mad at the fact that they had a funeral when I didn't want one. And then all of a sudden, when I realized, oh my gosh, this is my funeral, now what? The first thoughts begin to happen are, who do you tell? Who's going to believe this? They're going to, oh, you just imagine that. Then to the sobering effect of, if I don't make drastic changes in my life, I'm going to die on May 20th of 2016. Obviously, we're now in May of 2017, so that didn't happen. But
yeah,
drastic changes were required in order for me to still be here and to live the life that I am supposed to lead. And that was the beginning of me no longer living my life according to the expectations of the rest of the world and even people who loved me dearly, but living life on my own terms in the way that was in alignment with my core beliefs and values.
And what in life really made you realize that, hey, at this point, I want to help other people through coaching?
It was kind of weird how that happened. I found my entire life, even as a kid, people would come up to me and somebody would have say they had a problem. Oh, I'm not happy, this isn't working, or I can't find a job, whatever it was. And I'd sit there and I'd listen and I'd start giving them ideas. And all of this was coming through my intuition. It wasn't that I was consciously thinking through. It was all intuitive guidance. And I would give them suggestions and they would come back later and go, wow, Bryce, that really worked. And they'd be all excited about it. Well, next thing I know, some of my friends were telling their friends, and people that I didn't even know were starting to ask for advice. And everyone was just stunned how quickly I was able to hone in on the real cause of their problem. In many cases, that cause was outside of their conscious view. They had hidden it away. So I decided, in addition to my Reiki practice in 2014, to go ahead and take the intuitive gifts and add that in and put coaching in as one of my offerings.
Now, Bryce, you really have a very unique ability. Can you share with the audience the special relationship understanding you have with animals?
Well, it's not even, I think, it's all of nature, and part of that is the intuitive side of it. I was probably 8 years old when I realized the rest of the world didn't talk to trees or they didn't talk to their dog. I thought everybody knew what their dog was thinking. And what has happened through the deep connection with animals is it has allowed them to teach me amazing things, to teach me how to live in the moment, to teach me how to really become one with not just the earth, but with everyone and everything that lives on it. And to begin to live from this incredible place of gratitude and not a place of selfishness, not a place of material possessions, but a place of who we truly are inside.
Wow. Now, I know many people are listening right now and are thinking, wow, I relate to so many things that she has said. I can relate to her story. And they're probably wondering, can they be helped? Can you please share with the audience what are some of the services that you do provide?
Absolutely. I do offer the empowerment coaching, and I like the word empowerment because I feel like it we're taking you from a feeling of being out of control or feeling chaotic into a place of just fiercely owning who you are. I also absolutely love energy healing. I believe that when our physical or emotional energetic body, which is the non-physical energy around our physical body, when that is out of balance, our life becomes out of balance. So by bringing this energy body into a state of balance, we're also then able to bring balance to other parts of our life. And I'm so passionate about the energy healing that I also teach it as well.
And are you able to work with anyone around the country? How exactly do you hold your session?
I do use Skype, FaceTime, as well as in person, sometimes one-to-one and sometimes in a group setting. So I've got clients around the world that I've never met.
Well, we mentioned Reiki earlier on. And many people, like they've heard of it, but they don't really understand it. What are the benefits can people see from Reiki?
For me, it is the foundation of a lot of the work that I do. Reiki supports physical and emotional releasing of things that no longer serve us. It can help with not sleeping. It is amazing at helping with stress, with anxiety, with allowing us to sleep better, with allowing us the opportunity to improve maybe after having a surgery. It will bring up those things that are really no longer for our higher good so that we can address them and then lovingly release them and move forward on our life path.
And you've mentioned energy a couple of times. How does this energy affect the body?
Well, we've got what science calls a subtle energy field. They'll also refer to it as your biofield, and it surrounds your physical body. Metaphysics, we'll call it your aura. And it has many different layers. And if you think about layers of an onion, for example, these different layers will affect our physical, emotional, mental, and even our spiritual health. When we're under stress, or we're not eating well, we're not sleeping, we're not putting our self-care first, if we've suffered physical or emotional trauma, that energy field will become out of balance. When your energy isn't balanced, you can get physically sick. So physical sickness in my world is an indicator that your energy field isn't working properly.
And again, I know so many people are tuning in and are thinking, this may be my problem. Bryce, once people actually start working with you in your program, can you share with them maybe some of the type of results that they can expect?
Absolutely. If they're receiving energy healing treatments, after the very first session, they'll begin to notice a difference. People will generally end that session feeling incredibly relaxed, as if they've slept for 8 hours when really they've only napped for about 45 minutes. They begin to notice that they handle stress better. They begin to notice a decrease in anxiety. And they begin to notice that they want to spend time on developing healthy habits that will support a wellness lifestyle. For coaching clients, they begin to notice when they may be putting themselves in a victim mode or allowing other people to take their personal power. And so we're identifying what their issues or roadblocks, fears, and limiting beliefs are, and working to put in practical tips and tools that when those issues or those triggers arise, then they will use the tips and tools that we've developed and the techniques to then come at a situation from a place of empowerment instead of from a place of victimhood.
And I personally know so many people that could benefit from your program. I know many people are tuning in, are wondering, how long does it take? You know, it's human nature. We all want to have a vision of the finish line. Can you share with the audience, what is the typical length of how long your programs usually last?
Coaching programs are 3, 6, or 12 months based on what the client and I determine is needed. And we usually meet twice a month to get those desired results. It's very important to continue having the reinforcement and sometimes to have accountability for people. Energy healing treatments, I have clients who come every couple of weeks. I have clients who come every month. I have some who actually will just call me when they're in what they call a hot mess and need to just have their energy rebalanced. I also offer empowerment retreats that are full immersive experiences, and they can be a half day, full day, or a weekend.
And just that you do know, everyone is aware, many people are kind of like bombarded. There's so many, again, therapists and doctors out there, other coaches. Bryce, can you please share with the audience, what do you feel sets you apart from others in the industry?
I think one of the biggest things is I won't ask anybody to go somewhere that I haven't been myself. And a great example of this, you see people who are talking about weight loss programs, but they're offered by people who have never had a weight problem. So yeah. It's impossible for those people to understand what you're going through if you're overweight. So every tool I use in my practice has been tested on me first. I am my walking first case study. I've walked the story of my clients. My typical client is 35 to 55, in a corporate world, very hectic and feeling very overwhelmed. You know, I've been divorced. I've been the victim of abuse, situations where I had no money. I've been laid off, lost a parent, contemplated suicide, had a chronic health condition, spent many years understanding what the corporate world is all about, gained over 100 pounds, lost over 100 pounds, and lived that total, out-of-control, insane life that is becoming the norm these days. So it gets really important when I tell people I know how they feel. I do because I've lived their story.
And again, I have to stress this to everyone in the audience. It's a big reason why we vet people so thoroughly. Bryce has experienced all of these things herself. All of these things that you all are feeling, she has went through herself. This is not somebody sitting behind the desk that has never experienced what you have. And again, we feel that this is so important in the healing process. Bryce, can you discuss your part of a recently released book, 365 Life Shifts?
Absolutely. Life Shifts is part of a series by a wonderful couple, and it's called the 365 series. The idea of it is each day we offer you an inspiring story or uplifting, or maybe the stories where someone has overcome an event that's pretty challenging. But each day we give you a little pearl of wisdom. So Life Shifts was my second collaboration in the series. And in that one, I'm actually sharing two very special events near and dear to my heart. One of them was actually from when I was hiking in Sedona 2 years ago, where I got myself in trouble on the hike, and I was 100% certain I was going to fall off of a mountain, to the point I was planning how I was going to call 911, how they were going to come get me off the mountain. The lesson that came forward for me that day was actually learning to trust my body after an injury to my knee. I didn't fall off the mountain. So it ended up being very inspirational in that it was about trusting ourselves and trusting the guidance that comes from our body. And the other story that is in Life Shifts is understanding sometimes we're exactly where we're supposed to be, even if we don't think we should be there.
That's interesting. Well, where can people go to purchase this book?
The easiest place is to just go to 365lifeshifts.com.
Now, most importantly, because I do want the audience to know this, can you please share with them the personal satisfaction you get from helping other people?
For me, it is watching people go from feeling like they have no options and they just know where to go. They're at a total low in life, or maybe they're just feeling very stuck. And watching them transform to being this fiercely authentic, incredible human being. And they don't apologize to the world anymore for being who they are. They don't feel any shame. And they definitely don't feel any guilt or feel like they have to live according to someone else's rules. And I love watching people just release those shackles of the world's expectations on them and instead go out and become and live who they are deep inside.
Wow. And again, I believe it's your story, and again, your knowledge of life. It's really incredible to everyone in the audience out there. If you are looking to take that step in the right direction and really change your life, really the first step is reaching out for help. Again, please pick up the phone or send Bryce an email and start taking your life in that right direction. Bryce, can you please share with us, what are your plans for the future?
Well, right now I'm working on 2 books and hope to have the first one out here in the next few weeks, the second by the end of the year. I'm playing around with new retreats based on requests of clients who want to really do things in a more immersive setting. I'm starting to now speak on stages as well as podcasts, other types of interviews, just sharing the power that comes with living an empowered life. I'm sharing my own story of going from this feeling of being totally powerless to totally fierce so that other people, hopefully no one has to go through what I've gone through in life. And then my all-time, of course, favorite thing is just being able to travel the world to several places that are on my personal bucket list.
And again, world travel, increasing your knowledge, I think that would be absolutely wonderful. Where can people go to find out more information about you or sign up for your programs?
The easiest place to go is BryceGoble.com. It's BryceGoeBel.com. And that has all of my email and telephone information as well.
And again, to everyone out there, that is BryceGoble.com. And Bryce, we have about a minute left. Do you have any parting words for the audience today?
I think for the audience, what I wish for each person is to find even a few minutes a day to commit to yourself, or you just take a moment and stop, put a hand on your heart, a hand on your tummy, and just breathe. Take a moment to be in the moment, not worrying about what's ahead of you or what's behind you, because you're only ever going to have that moment one time in your beautiful life. To cherish it, find a few of those every day. Take a moment to breathe and put yourself in the moment.
And that, again, it's so true. And again, I'm not sure if many people purposely take it for granted, but again, they have to realize, like you said, this moment, it's here now, and it won't be here again. It will be the past very soon. Bryce, your words are very inspirational. Again, I thank you very much for joining us on this segment today and really sharing your story with the world. I thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Matthew. I loved it, and I enjoyed being here.
And to our audience today, thank you very much for joining us. Please visit accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. And to all of you out there, you have a wonderful day. And to you as well, Bryce, thank you again for joining us. You have a great day.
Thank you, Matthew.
Bye.
Bye-bye.